Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Shows, powered by Cornerstone Mortgage. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text or call 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So joined again with my co-host, I have Adrian Clay Schulte from Cornerstone Mortgage. Welcome back, Adrian.
Glad to be here.
You know, we hear a lot of stories of people trying to sell a house, and they have a dog in the house that ends up doing all kinds of crazy damage. And we have some friends that have a new business that I wanted to invite into the studio because I just loved when I heard the name of your company, Puppingham Palace. We have Audrey and Chantel from Puppingham Palace. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Hello.
So tell us, Puppingham Palace, because you know, what do you guys do? You guys are boarders, groomers, all of the above?
Yes.
Doggy daycare?
All of the above.
So tell us about the business. Where are you guys located?
We're located at 16540 Manchester Road in Wildwood.
So Wildwood, you guys are out in West County, and that's probably the main market that you guys serve, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep.
What are some of the main reasons why somebody would use, you know, a boarding service?
Well, we also have boarding and doggy daycare, and what's nice about our boarding is that the dogs get to take advantage of doggy daycare. It gets them some socialization. They get to run around and get some energy out. And our boarding facility is really cool because we have suites, which are 10 by 8 rooms. They have full-size upholstered beds with memory foam mattress. Yes.
So these are the ones that really want to spoil their dog.
Absolutely. Yes. This is for a pampered pup, so it's fun. We have
May I stop by for a nap during lunch sometime?
Absolutely.
I know, it sounds
yes.
Good.
No, you didn't hear that, sorry.
Anytime, sure. So we also have a camera system so that we can have pet parents check in on their dogs.
Really?
While they're boarding with us, and they can see them in the daycare area as well as the boarding suites.
Interesting. So how often do people get this executive suite for their pet versus one of the shared kennels?
Yeah, we have some that come, I mean, regulars that whenever they come in, they kind of request their same room back. And it's funny, yeah.
Right, so just provide stability for the dog. Mm-hmm. They like the room.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And are there other dogs in that room, or is that one that's where they're totally by themselves in there?
Nope, totally by themselves.
Okay, so I guess that's
yep,
probably private. That's probably by design. Is there those dogs that aren't as good socially?
They're great socially because they do play in daycare during the day. The only time they're in their suites is in the evening for bedtime. It's just truly for a pampered pup, and it's more like home. Like, our whole concept is very much kind of catering to a dog that's more like home, where they're loose during the day, and then the evening is the only time they're really confined.
Time to calm down a little bit.
Absolutely, and most of the time they're at home with you on your couch or in your bed snuggling at night, and so it's more like that experience. So it's a little less stressful for them.
So, Adrian, do you have a pampered pet at home?
Yes, I do. She's 6 pounds of fury named Maggie, and it was my wife purchased her, but she deemed me the pack leader, so, yes, she sleeps right next to me. And
you're the alpha?
Yes, and hopefully none of my friends are listening to this right now, but, yes, I have a 6-pound Yorkie poodle.
It's not sounding so manly right now.
No, it's not real cool, but it's a fact.
All right, so I have about a 25-pound dog that's my sister describes as a blonde cockapoo.
Yeah.
Great dog, but I have to say when she was a puppy, she was a nightmare. I mean, she chewed the corners off all my coffee tables, chewed up the flooring.
Yeah.
It just was a total nightmare, but I almost got rid of her until I finally actually hired a trainer. Do you guys have you ever worked with trainers?
Yes, we have one actually next door to us. He subleases from us, so we work together closely with him. We go over and ask him for, you know, advice, and he actually sends clients over to us that, you know, because he seems, you know, he thinks that that's important to socialize dogs.
That's really
as
convenient.
Well.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is
very convenient.
So, yeah, it works out well.
I never thought I would go to a dog trainer, but what I found is it wasn't really about training the dog as much as training me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The owners are the ones that probably need the training, and you guys probably see that a lot, don't you?
Constantly, absolutely, yes. You have to learn as much
because,
as the dog.
Well, and is it because the owners don't know how to be the alpha for the dog, or do they just spoil them too much?
There's a little bit of both in there, a lot of putting human emotion on dogs, and we think of them like our kids, which they are. They're part of our family, and they're our babies. But
so that's why my wife kept sending me to the training. And so I guess I needed training. Yeah.
You needed help.
I understand now. Right.
Well, so who's the perfect demographic who would want to use your service?
As far as like...
Well, like if the, you know, who's the typical dog owner that would want to take their dog to a boarding
we have a lot of, we have a lot of people that work, you know, every day in long hours. So we're open from 7:30 to 6. So some will drop off at 7:30 and we'll pick up at 6, you know, because...
Just like a kid.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they'd rather them be getting exercise than sitting at home, you know, in a kennel or crate all day. So it works out well. And then we have some stay-at-home moms that drop off for a couple hours when they go to exercise or, you know, go to lunch with friends. I mean, we've had all kinds of different stories.
People having things done in their home, people who have their homes up for sale that need to get the dogs out of there for a few hours.
Parties.
All different reasons. Absolutely. Yeah, parties. It's really popular.
It makes sense, and it almost sounds over the top to some people that are listening right now, but I'll say that your pet really does become part of your family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's my dog. My kids just absolutely love our dog. I mean, I want to, you know, I'm fine with taking her in the car with me when I go places. Yeah. And I mean, she is definitely part of the family, and they deserve to be treated that way too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We have people that say, like, when we get close to your place, they start getting excited and they start crying and they just want to go in and play, and it's hard to get them out to leave too. So that's a good feeling.
And they're able to stay the night there.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We should do that around 4th of July because Maggie does not like fireworks, but yet we like to go out and do something.
That's absolutely.
And sometimes we are stuck at home with her because we know that she is going to have a panic attack or something like that if she's at home by herself.
Yep.
So it seems like
safety.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Audrey and Chantel from Puppingham Palace in Wildwood. So when it comes to the different breeds of dogs, what are some lessons you guys have learned about the type of breed that you pick?
Herding breeds are one of the most popular breeds that come to us. So Border Collies, Aussies, they're very energetic dogs, and they require a lot of mental and physical stimulation. So, you know, they are great daycare candidates because a lot of times they're at home. Fixated on a ball or a frisbee, and they want mom to throw it, and mom is busy with kids or busy on a conference call, you know, all different reasons. So yes, choosing a pet wisely is definitely good. You've got to research the breed, and you know, there are some people that realize that, wow, this breed is a lot of work. They have, you know, a lot of needs.
Right. You get a Jack Russell, you better know it's going to be a yapper.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
They're going to be barking a lot.
We've had a lot of labs lately. Again, they're kind of starting to come back. Very popular, very energetic as well. They need to run.
Right. Yeah. I would think they definitely need that exercise. I lived with a guy that had a Rottweiler. And I could not believe, 135-pound dog, just how much exercise that thing needed to tear holes in the carpet. Yeah. Running back and forth. And it would have been much better to bring it to Puppingham Palace and get it out of our house at that point.
Exactly.
Well, ladies, I definitely appreciate you coming in. I'm excited about your business. Puppingham Palace, I think, is just a really cool name. And where did you guys come up with the name?
We just wanted something unique and different, and we were thinking about, you know, real places like Buckingham Palace, and we're like, oh, how could we change that into, you know, more dog related? So we're like, oh, you know, we just played around with it, and we came out with, you know, Puppingham Palace, and oh, the royalty, because our theme is, you know, where your dogs are treated like royalty, so that's kind of our little slogan.
If somebody wants to reach you, PuppinghamPalace.com is your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so PuppinghamPalace.com. And your phone number, 636-273-1115.
Correct.
So 636-273-1115. You want to reach Audrey or Chantel from Puppingham Palace. Thank you very much for coming in, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So coming up, we're going to be talking about how tough things in a real estate transaction can kill your deal and how we want to protect you from that. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.